Harvard director to lead female in LGBT version of 1776 musical. By Tom Sicata on April 18, 2020. A theater director at Harvard University announced this week that she will produce an all-female and LGBT version of the classic musical, 1776. The production is scheduled to debut on Broadway in the spring of 2021. According to a report by the College Fix, Harvard Theater Director Diane Paulus is set to produce a revival of the classic musical 1776 that will feature an exclusively non-white and non-male cast. The original Broadway production of 1776 won the Tony Award for Best Musical in 1969. Following in the footsteps of the hit musical, Hamilton, with its unusual casting approach, Paulus' 1776 will debut at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts, before transferring to Broadway in 2021. A description of the production that was published by the American Repertory Theater describes it as a re-examining of American history. They knew they would make history, but not what history would make of them. Fed up with living under the tyranny of British rule, John Adams attempts to persuade his fellow members of the Continental Congress to vote in favor of American independence and sign the Declaration. But how much is he willing to compromise in the pursuit of freedom? And who does that freedom belong to? Terry and Bradley Bloom artistic director Diane Paulus directs a new production of this Tony Award-winning musical, re-examining this pivotal moment in American history. The cast has been participating in virtual workshops from their homes as a result of the ongoing Chinese virus pandemic. The production was originally scheduled to open on May 17 at Harvard. Now, the production has been postponed until the fall season. I have been overwhelmed by the compassion, humanity, and unstoppable creativity expressed by our company of 1776 who have come together from across the country for our virtual workshop. Their resilience has infused me with hope for the future of theater amid this time of uncertainty, Paulus said in a comment. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.